Blog Talk Radio.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick the feet out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow. 'Cause I'm getting ready. Something I've never seen.
Something I've never seen. Hallelujah. 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 Come on and just begin to praise God. Hallelujah. Get ready for overflow. Get ready for a new thing. Get ready for blessing after blessing after blessing after blessing. Hallelujah. It's the highest praise. Good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio, 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of your everyday life to glory, success, and victory in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, with 15 minutes of a fresh word, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with a signing your task for today. We are in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 1 through 8. Again, that is 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 1 through 8. I got some fire for you today. And while you're getting those Bibles ready, let me quickly remind you of how to stay connected and tune in with me. On Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live here on Daily Fire, tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. On Wednesday nights, including tonight, when I'm live at 7 p.m. Eastern on Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study, where I take your questions on air, tune in using that same method. Call 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. Now, if you can't tune in live to Daily Fire, you can still ensure that you don't miss this fresh word by following so that the recording will be texted to you Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern, followed by texting the message DS to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or the letters DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. Now, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. You can also contact me there. Send me a prayer request. I do pray over all of them, as well as your testimony. See my itinerary. Send your request for me to speak at your event. And I do get back with everyone. Sometimes, just due to my law office schedule, I'm not available for your request, but I do get back to you. So everything that you need, it's there. Go to rossi.org, R-A-W-S-I, as in Sam, .org. Let's get into this word. I am in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 1 through 8, reading from the KJV. And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag, and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away, and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold,
it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. Have you ever been there? Listen to that again. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess and Abigail the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed. Now pay attention to these last three verses here. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought hither the ephod to David. Last verse. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he, meaning God, answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Praise God for the reading of his word. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is you shall recover all. Come on and say that with me wherever you are. You shall recover all. Glory. So many times throughout our lives, we find ourselves in situations where we feel hopeless. We have done all that we could do, have prayed all that we could pray, have cried all that we could cry. We have tithed, we have given offering. We have named it and claimed it. We have waited on God. And we get to a point where, like David was in verse 4, our souls are empty. And we have no more power to weep. We can't shed one more tear about the situation because our humanity has nothing else to give. Glory. You ever been there? You have dealt with that cheating husband or wife for so long. You have dealt with that abusive spouse or boyfriend or girlfriend for so long. You have told your children over and over and over to no avail, and you have helped until you don't have anything else to give. You have been nice to people who have walked over you time after time after time until the very essence of you has dissipated until just a pool of nothing. You have nothing else left to give. And so you are at a point here, like David, because the people who were with David, they were fickle. Glory. Just like some of your friends and family, they're fickle. When you are benefiting them, everyone loves you. When you are going out of your way to help, everyone praises you. But when things don't go right, even if you are also suffering, they turn on you and begin to blame you. You see, here in 1 Samuel 31 through 8, David came upon the same miserable situation that his people came upon. Simultaneously, at the same time, it said, they all came upon Ziklag, and the women and children had been taken captive, including two of David's wives. But the people weren't even considerate of what David had lost. They were just concerned with what they'd lost. So then they begin to turn on him and want to stone him to the point where David was greatly distressed. Glory. But the thing that is important here
is that when it got to verse 6, David began to remember who he was and whose he was, because it said David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. When you get to the point where you have nothing else left to give, where you have cried until you cannot cry anymore, you have loved until you cannot love anymore, you have given until you cannot give anymore, you have held on, been patient, stayed the course until your soul is empty. That's not the time, brothers and sisters, to give up. Rather, it is the time to remember the promises of God so that you begin to encourage yourself in the Lord. You see, once David began to encourage himself, then he found his second wind. And he said to the priest, hey, come over here. I need to see God. For a minute there, I had forgotten who I was. I was weeping. I was sore distressed. I was afraid of being stoned. And I'd forgotten all that God had done. Come here, I need to seek God about this situation. What is it that you want me to do, Lord? Shall I pursue? In other words, shall I go after what I gave away? Go after what I surrendered? Go after what I lost? Should I go after my spouse? Should I go after my good mental health, my good self-esteem that I gave away to the person who was always berating me, humiliating me, and talking down to me? Should I go after my dreams and my destiny? Should I go after that job? Should I go after that rightful place? Glory. And God said to him, pursue. Go get your stuff back. Not only will you overtake them, but you will recover all. You see, today, brothers and sisters, as we get ready to go into prayer, I must remind you that being a Christian is not about passivity. There are times, yes, that you are to stand, wait on God, and let him fight your battles while you stand still. But there are also times where you're going to have to become proactive about the situation. You're going to have to pursue what you lost. You're going to have to pursue what you gave away. You're going to have to quit standing there being passive, taking whatever the devil throws at you, whatever the devil says to you, and you're going to have to begin to encourage yourself in the Lord again. I am the head and not the tail. I'm above only and not beneath. I am more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ that loved me. If God be for me, nobody can prevail against me. Thousands shall fall at my right hand and 10,000 over here on the left, but the pestilence cannot overtake me. I am God's child. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. See, this is what you got to say. You got to remember who you are in God. And as you encourage yourself, then you can begin to strategize. Look, how to take back what you gave away. Because God said, you will recover all. You shall not only overtake, but you shall recover all. You can take your family back. You can take souls back. You can take your healing back. You shall recover all. You can take your finances back. You can take your education back. You can take your job back. You shall recover all. You can take your marriage back, your ministry back. You can take your self-esteem back, your mental health back. You can take your joy back. You shall recover all. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Glory. Lord, we praise you. We magnify you. Father, we thank you for today's word on this daily fire that we shall recover all. Not that we might, not that it's possible, not that it's likely, but it is guaranteed through you that we shall recover all. Help us to stop giving up. Father, even when we get to that point where we feel that there's nothing left to give, help us to understand that your grace is made perfect in our time of weakness. That is where your strength comes in. Help us understand that we shall recover all. We don't have to worry. We don't have to be in anxiety. Even if the soul feels empty, the Holy Spirit is always there to give us a fresh outpouring, a fresh fresh revival, a fresh renewing. We shall recover all, everything, God. We shall recover all. So today we come in joy. Today we come in dancing. Today we come in shouting. Today we come with gladness. And in our souls we say hallelujah. We're encouraging our souls in the Lord. In our souls we say hallelujah. We're encouraging our souls in the Lord. As we visualize everything we're taking back, we're encouraging ourselves in the Lord. We say thank you. We praise you in advance for the victory. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you, God, in advance. Hallelujah. Now, Father, bless everyone listening. Touch them, heal them, make ways, grant miracles, do what only you can do in ways that only you can do it, and we will forever give you the praise. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you. Thank you for the victory. We shall recover all. Hallelujah. Give God praise as I do the altar call. Then I will end with your task for today. Hallelujah. Glory. We shall recover all. Glory. For those of you who are unsaved or who are backslidden, who feel you're at that point where you had nothing else to give, you can't even cry anymore, you're just tired, you're done, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I will encourage myself in the Lord. I am not dependent on social media likes, shares, or loves, or responses, but my strength comes from you. And I shall recover all. Tell them again, I will recover all. In the name of Jesus, amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the family of Christ. Make sure you are spending time with the Lord every day. That is how you stay saved and keep your soul strengthened. Make sure you're here with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern on Daily Fire and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, including tonight on Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study. I got another fresh word for you. Just tune in at rossi.org. Make sure you follow, text the letters DF to phone number 33222, and you'll also receive a reminder text when Real Talk goes live tonight, which includes a link to call in as well as a link to tune in online. Now, our topic for today is you shall recover all. Your task for today is to pursue what you gave up. Pursue what the devil took. Don't be passive, but be active in active pursuit of everything that belongs to you through godly prayer, godly action, godly strategy, godly conduct, and you shall, glory, recover all. Quit letting the devil have what he took from you. All right, I'll see you tonight at 7 p.m. Remember, go to rossi.org, send me your prayer requests, your testimonies. You can see my upcoming itinerary. I'll be in Clearwater, Florida on February 8th, and everything else that you need to know. I love you. Don't wave the white flag of surrender anymore. Glory. You shall recover all. See you tonight. Glory.
It's been a long time coming.